This week, Singapore Airlines asked passengers traveling in the new private suites of its huge new A380 Airbus not to have sex, at least not on their airplanes. Singapore is the first to fly the A380, just put it into service between Singapore and Sydney. The airline says that while the new cabins are private, they are not soundproof. All we ask of customers, said a statement, is to observe standards that don't cause offense to other customers and crew. Now, my instinctive reaction was to resent those passengers traveling in this new class. It's hard enough to think that people in those exclusive cabanas are quaffing better wine, feasting on superior fish eggs, and, most luxuriously, stretching out like a human being to nap instead of curled up like a tree bat. It's another to think they're up there canoodling while you're squirming just to keep that regional manager from Dusseldorf from getting sick in your lap. But airline service these days has been cut back in all classes, steerage to first. Meals have been downsized to snacks. Snacks have been reduced to bites. Cups of coffee have become thimbles, and the soft drink cans look small enough to be from a child's tea party set. On many flights, they no longer pass out peanuts or pretzels, but small sacks stamped snack mix. This cleverly excuses them from having to specify the contents. It prepares the way for the day when they can shove in a spoonful of dirt.
Hey, all it says is snack mix.
I ripped open a bag the other night and found three vaguely brown chunks. If I'd seen those at the bottom of our cat's bowl, I would have thrown them away and poured out a fresh serving. But it was the last flight of the night, we'd been delayed for 2 hours, and instead, I implored the flight attendant, like some Dickensian orphan,
"Please, ma'am, may I have some more?"
She tossed over another sack, but just about as nicely as the Serbian army gave up Kosovo. I suspect that Singapore Airlines must know that these days passengers are reduced to blithering adolescents when we fly, temperamental, crabby, glandular, and cynical kids wearing earbuds. Of course, telling an adolescent not to do something is the best way to get them to do exactly that. So I think that when Singapore Airlines tells its private suites passengers not to have sex, they must know that many of them who'd probably just planned on watching a Will Ferrell movie and falling asleep will say, "Sex? I hear that's good for jet lag. Let's." Pretty soon the whole plane will break out in bacchanalia. The airlines just figured out a way to get customers to provide their own in-flight entertainment system. San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, and this is NPR News.